Well, we're at the end of the month. How about that? September just kind of flew past us here, but we're going to wrap things up with 5 minutes of the good stuff for you. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out their website. They put a lot of effort into that. Regina and the crew there. Go to visitvalentine.com, and you can find out how to plan next trip down to Valentine, whether it's going to be next this fall, this winter, next spring, next summer, and a river trip, something like that. Well, you can plan it all just by going to visitvalentine.com. Don't forget museums and Smith Falls, Snake Falls, and all of those right here in the Valentine area.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and, well, so much more. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
I want to finish up on a few more. I owe my mothers. I started this on a previous program.
They were pretty funny.
Yeah, I've got a few of those.
Reminiscent.
Now.
Maybe reminiscent is a better word.
I think a lot of these people still use, but my mother taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Shut that door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And this is my favorite. My mother taught me about justice. One day, you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Some things that my mother taught me that I owe my mother for. So, Kim, what do you have to share today?
I'm just going to add some little one-liner, little ha-ha funnies. Please, God, if you can't make me thin, make my friends fat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's not very nice. I might as well work. I am in a bad mood anyway. All right. What do you have on your plate, Mike?
Well, this is just some short little thing that I wanted to share with you today. There is this difference between happiness and wisdom. He that thinks himself the happiest man really is so. But he that thinks himself the wisest is generally the greatest fool. That was from Charles Caleb Colton, actually. Mixing one's wines may be a mistake, but old and new wisdom mix admirably. That's from Bertolt Brecht. Wisdom is like electricity. There's no permanently wise man, but men capable of wisdom, who, being put into certain company or other favorable conditions, becomes wise for a while, as glasses being rubbed acquire electric power for a while. And that was from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And here's the Balthazar Gracian quote. The sage has one advantage. He is immortal. If this is not his century, many others will be. A few quotes for you to think about today. What else do you have today?
Well, this is a wildlife story. For about as long as she can remember, Debbie Cantlin says friends and strangers have brought her animals in need. So it wasn't much of a surprise when someone asked her if she'd care for a newborn squirrel found at the base of a tree somewhere near Ranton. Debbie, who plans to release Finnegan, the young squirrel, back into the wild, bottle-fed the infant squirrel after it was brought to her house. Cantlin, who has cancer, says rescuing injured animals is therapeutic for her. When Cantlin took in the tiny creature and began caring for him, she found herself with an unlikely nurse's aide, her pregnant papillion, Mademoiselle Giselle. Finnegan was resting in a nest in a cage just days before Giselle was due to deliver her puppies. Debbie and her husband watched as the dog dragged the squirrel's cage twice to her own bedside before she gave birth. Debbie was concerned, yet ultimately decided to let the squirrel out, and the interspecies bonding began. Finnegan rides a puppy mosh pit of sorts, burrowing in for warmth after feeding and eventually working his way beneath his new litter mates. 2 days after giving birth, Mama Dog Giselle allowed Finnegan to nurse. Family photos and a videotape show her encouraging him to suckle alongside her litter of 5 puppies. Now Finnegan mostly uses a bottle, but still snuggles with his siblings in a mosh pit of puppies, rolling atop their bodies and sinking in deeply for a nap.
That's a charming story.
That's what I thought. It's very sweet.
That certainly fits in with the good stuff.